From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. How to spend Measure Z funding for the upcoming fiscal year. A Citizens Advisory Committee is meeting on that issue Thursday. The half-cent sales tax goes towards law enforcement, firefighters, and other public safety services. The meeting, which the public is invited to, is happening at 2 p.m. in the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors chambers. The focus will be on how spending went last year, how much funding services will receive this final year. There could be higher water and sewer rates coming in the not-so-distant future in McKinleyville. Board members are talking about a main line master plan, which could replace all underground water and sewer pipes, providing long-term sustainability. To make it viable, the city would have to put up about $1 million and potentially increase the sewer rate to 7% the first 2 years, 3% after that. There is a meeting on the issue Wednesday night. Special agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force on Tuesday, with the help of Fortuna Police, served search warrants at two locations in Humboldt County. Agents had previously received information that 23-year-old William Jeffers and 36-year-old Jessica Peters were dealing narcotics in the Eureka and Fortuna areas. At about 10 a.m., agents served up a search warrant at a residence on the 2300 block of Freshwater Road. Agents contacted and detained both Jeffers and Peters there. They found 3 ounces of suspected heroin, a small amount of suspected methamphetamine. In addition, they found scales, packaging material, and a variety of illegally possessed medication, both subjects placed under arrest. They then went to another residence on the 100 block of Palmer Boulevard in Fortuna. The location was unoccupied, but agents did find an additional 2 ounces of suspected heroin and drug paraphernalia. Jeffers and Peters also were found to be in possession of a combined total of about $15,000 in U.S. currency, the money believed to be the proceeds of drug sales. In Del Norte County, one supervisor wants to get rid of the cannabis working group. Chairman Supervisor Chris Howard has received a request from First District Supervisor Roger Gitlin to put the matter on a meeting agenda. The working group had been approved unanimously by supervisors, and Howard says he'll allow Gitlin to address the matter, and then they'll see about a vote on it. The group researches issues and drafts ordinances for legal cannabis reviewed by county council. Well, applications for property tax deferment for the 2018-2019 tax year are now available. The program allows homeowners who are seniors, are blind, or have a disability, and who meet income, equity, and other requirements to postpone paying property taxes on their primary residence. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.